Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, so okay, this is Tribal Woman. I know it's been a while since I have been on here. I don't know if people can hear me or not. But I just want to share some things if I can right now. I'm just kind of sitting here watching what's going on, watching the news and looking at all the things that's happening. And as I deal with real life situations and real life issues, I'm looking around. I see a lot of people that are hurting. A lot of people in society today are struggling, going through trying to figure out how are they going to support their families, make ends meet. I look at situations and I've spoken to a few people when they go to the hospital or go to the doctors and how even those that don't have insurance, how it hurts them financially. But yet, as I look around and I see people like Trump or people that are in the political arena that supposedly represent the people, I look at them and I don't see where they're really caring about the people. Yet, somewhere along the way, we as a country has lost who we are. We as a country has lost the meaning of giving the people the power. There was a time when we as people in this country had power by going in and voting for those that we felt that represented the people. Those days are gone. It's about greed. As I look around and see who actually represents us today in the White House, none of them represent the people. It's all about putting money in their, lining money in their own pockets. It's all about whatever their issues and their things that they're trying to achieve. And what hurts me is the fact that you've got a lot of old heads in there that should have either died out or have retired a long time ago. And we need an opportunity to get those people in there that are younger, that have a fresh mindset, a renewed mind of what's really important to the people. We have gotten lost along the way. And in the process of getting lost, we now have people out here that don't care one way or the other. They don't care. People have decided, you know, I've talked to many of my friends that said they're not voting. Why? Why vote? Because it never trickles down to the people that really need the help. It never trickles down to the American people. Today we have rich and poor. I see different ones. Here's a perfect example. I had a situation where we were trying to sell our house. And it's a shame because you think that there are people going to be there for you. I'm referring to a lender. They're so quick to drop the file, not doing what they could to help people who are trying to get the house, come up with what we call creative financing. It's not hard to do. It took somebody like me to go in, make a few phone calls, do some research, come up with a way that we could save the sale. And it's sad that it took that. A lot of the lenders, and I will not name the lender who it was, but a lot of the lenders, not all, but a percentage, they're only about themselves. They're not trying to help anybody else. They'll pad that loan and they'll make it work for themselves. They didn't care whether or not that this young lady was able to purchase the house. Things like that. There used to be a time when we helped each other. Those days are gone. I have never in my life seen some of the stuff that I see today. And yes, I am a baby boomer, but I'm concerned about our community. I am a person that fights for her community. I stand up for what is right. And what hurts me is today when I see people like me that try to stand up for what is right, I feel like we get eggs thrown at us. So then we ask ourselves, why keep fighting? Why? Who is it really benefiting? Yet we say we want change, but we don't step up to the plate to stand and fight for what is right. And I think there's too many people today feel like nobody cares. They feel like their issues and their concerns don't count. They feel like even if they go into local communities up to the city council, they feel like nothing will be done. They feel like their cry is unheard. And I think we're going to have to do something, but I don't know what, because I've been a fighter and an advocate all my life. I'm a hellraiser, always have been. But when I continue to see this kind of stuff happening, and it's like the little guy, the guy that maybe does not have the education to really fight for their rights, it's like, you can forget it. Today, nobody has rights. I don't see too many people standing up fighting for a cause. I don't see that. And that hurts me. That troubles me. I think today I'm sharing this because it's something that really, really, really has been nagging at me. And then the second thing I want to discuss about the fighting that I saw transpire on the news, I guess where this security guard was doing his job. And unfortunately, I guess the other people decided, you know, I don't care if you're doing your job. We're not going to deal with this. I don't care. And they started this fight. What hurts me is that it turned into the type of racial situation it did. In this country, there used to be a time where we was our brother's keeper. Unfortunately, hey, I think it's a terrible thing. But somewhere along the line, this Trump situation, you could say what you want. It is dividing this country. It is causing black and white hatred to come into this country like never before. And this should never, never, never be. Never be. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Is this what we're living in today? And I'm not against all this stuff. You know, Trump, he is not for the people. His only concern is for himself. And those people that seem to think he is so wonderful and so this, I think you have that same mindset that he has. He's a man that don't know God. He hates God. Because if he was going to do the right thing, he would do right by the people. He's not for the people. Neither is Biden. I don't think any of them is for us. I think what's going to happen is we as people are going to have to get into a position where we have to look out for our own selves, look out for our own families. And I'm talking local government as well. You have these representatives you put in power, put in a position of authority, and they do nothing. They talk a good game, but they do not fight or stand for the people. And I personally have had enough of it. I've had enough of it. I mean, I'm looking at now, I am 67 years old, and I'm saying today, what the hell is going to happen when a lot of us baby boomers leave this world? I feel sorry for the new generation coming along. I feel sorry because I see more hatred, more fighting. The love of many, you talk about the love of many have waxed cold. It's been horrible, horrible. And I know this shouldn't be so. This should not be, y'all. But I wanted to come on today because I am sick and tired of people calling me and even, you know, things that I go through myself. You know, there was a time when we would help each other. Those days are gone. I don't see anybody going out of their way to help people, especially the elderly. They used to help the elderly, used to pick up a phone and call. People come, they help you. Nah, it's all about that almighty dollar. And it's like, what can you do for me? It's just me, myself, and I. And it should not be. It should not be. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. So I'm just going to share this and leave this up here today. I'm venting a little bit because it breaks my heart. I know good and well that the world that we live in, this United States of America, has turned out to be terrible. And another thing, let's get on the subject while we're talking. Now, I'm for anybody that wants a better life. I really, truly am. But it's getting to the point now. And y'all, people coming into this country now. We cannot accommodate all these people. Not saying we don't love and care about them. We care about them. But we can't even take care of the people that were born and bred here. We've got more homeless running around here than we have anything today. But yet we say we are for all the people. This has got to stop. And when I see people coming in from other countries and they're getting Social Security and supplements that they didn't earn and work for. And many of us who are the baby boomers, we paid into this system. And still many of us can't even get what we put into the system out. So we are in some dire straits up in here today. We're in a lot of trouble. And I'm speaking loudly today because I am frustrated. And I know I'm not the only one that's frustrated. We got to do something. But I don't know what, because I don't have the answers. It appears to me when somebody takes a stand and stand up for the rights of others, they are either stopped, torn down, shut up, or discarded. And this is what hurts me. And I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to think, but I know I'm a fighter. And I know I'm a hellraiser. And I know I'm going to do what I need to do. But it's hard when you're standing up and you're doing all the work and you don't have anybody standing there fighting with you. That's what hurts. And that's what I see happening. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there today and share what's on my heart. Enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of watching the news. I'm sick and tired. Everything that comes across that screen is negative. Nothing positive. And I will say this about President Biden. I can't see how he's going to run with his old behind self. He don't need to be running. He need to step aside, make room for the younger generation, and vice versa on the Republicans. Because from what, excuse me, from what I understand, a lot of people, they're going to sit this one out. And that's sad. Because to be honest with you, nobody knows what direction this crazy country is going into. Nobody. The direction is not a good direction. Our credit rating is in the toilet. We are no longer a country that pays its bills. We're no longer a country that's in good standing. We're no longer. So, hey, I mean, this is Tribal Woman today, and I probably could have come on and put my stuff on and everything, but I'm to the point now, I just felt like today, this stuff had to be said. We are moving backwards instead of forwards as a country, as a people. What happened to the love of many that we used to have? What happened? There's no love. But a lot of y'all walk around and a lot of people think they're going to get to heaven and knock the pearly gates down and say, hey, Jesus, what's up? It does not work that way. At the end of the day, it's about love. At the end of the day, it's like, where do you fit in doing what is right for those that are in need? That's what I see. And I'm sick and tired of people talking about, well, you got to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Let me tell you something. I'm one of these people. I've worked all my life. Nobody ever gave me anything. I started out as a camp counselor when I was 12 years old. And when I was 14, I had an office job. And I've been paying into the system since. And I'm 67 now. So nobody ever gave me nothing. I never had my hands out. But you cannot put other people down because they haven't had the same ethic that you have. It takes all kind of people in the world. But because they have whatever they have, you don't put them down. You lend them a hand. And that's what troubles me about so many people in this world. Seem like the wicked people to me, even though the Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. But there's a lot of wicked people in the world today. And they seem to take advantage of the ones that's trying to do the right thing, trying to walk the straight and narrow, trying to live according to the laws of the land. But you got folks that's always trying to take advantage. And the majority of it is in Washington, D.C. because they know how to get in there and go around the rules and regulation and the laws. And local government. That's another one. The people do not benefit. And that's what hurt me. So yes, I'm speaking up today because that's how I feel. And so, and the people need to be heard. I'm sick and tired of these narrow-minded folks whose mindset is just blah. Unless you've walked in somebody else's shoes, because we all have a story to tell. You can't sit up there and say they're wrong or right. I'm not saying whether a person's wrong or right. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm just a firm believer. You know people by what they do and what they say. That to me speaks volumes. That to me tells me about your character and who you are as a person. That's what I see. So yeah, that's how I see it. So anyway, I'm not gonna stay here long, but I just wanted to come on here today to share how I felt. And that's how I feel. So on that note, I'm going to end this. I wanted to stay on here longer, but I just felt like I just needed to share this and say how I felt, because it seemed like people to me today are afraid to speak up. They're afraid to speak what's on their minds because they know, just like I know, we no longer have freedom of speech. You sit up there and you say something politically on Facebook or any of the other platforms, they're gonna kick you off. Not only do they kick you off, you will never have your social media account again. And when it starts coming to that point where you cannot share how you feel and speak how you feel, you become so frustrated to the point like people feel like you're in Russia. And this is what's happening. Our freedoms and our rights are being taken away. And what are we going to do? Are we going to wait to at the end and realize that, hey, we don't have any rights? I mean, our country, it's just a matter of time before everything is broken down. They're already going FedNow. Won't be any more money because they have to change the money system, how we do business. Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that? You think, you don't think that we're getting ready to go into a food shortage? If you go into the grocery store right now, there are certain things that you used to buy you no longer see on the shelf. Do you think that's a coincidence? No. All this stuff. And let me share this with you. I'm noticing when people go, I had to go in for a procedure, simple procedure. And I'm noticing for the stuff, you know, for your stomach, where people look in your stomach and stuff. Let me tell you something. I went in to have this procedure. There were like 50 or more people in that same place going in for the same procedure. You don't think that's strange? And you know what it was, and you know what, this is my own personal opinion. I think it's because of the generic, engineered, bioengineered stuff that they're putting in our food. And let's just keep it real. Do you really feel that the status quo or those that are in power care about the little guy? No, they don't. Do you think they care about people that work every day and make a living? No, they don't. Most folks that are in positions of power, they only care about themselves. They could care less about us. It's like the queen said, let them eat cake. They don't care. But we as people and citizens of this country, we have to care. And I'm just venting right now because I feel I'm seeing so much. You have all, that's why most people are trying to get out of the cities and move into the country. That's why we have so much crime. So much stuff going on because people are trying to make it. You can't give people pennies to live off of. I think certain areas is still minimum wage. Excuse me, of $7 and something. If you want to have someone work for you, you have to give them a livable wage. It has to keep up with the times. How many years should it take for somebody to make a decent living to support their families? You can't say people are lazy. They get out every day, and most of the people I know, they work hard. So it troubles me when I see the stuff that I see today. It troubles me. And I had to sit and share this because whether anybody listened to me or not, I'm putting it out there. I say stuff that a lot of people are afraid to say because they're so scared that somebody's going to come in or knock on their door saying, hey, we from the DC, we from the FBI or whatever, Secret Service or whatever. Let me tell you, if we sit back as people and don't stand up for what is right, it's going to continue on. You think Washington, D.C. really care about us? You think the Republicans or the Democrats really care about the American people? You think Trump really care about the American people? And you certainly know the Governor Santas or whatever his name is in Florida, he could care less about the people. I'm like this, y'all. We are a melting pot as a country. The problem is we have systematic, and those of you that don't believe it is, that's just your problem. There is systematic racism in this country. It was built in the very fiber of this country. And if you're really serious, you'll do the research and you'll see and you'll know. But the thing that we as citizens must remember, we are our brother's keeper. We should be there when somebody need help, not beat them up and kill them and hurt them. And I tell you, I've never seen so many dead bodies popping up in barrels and people killing, and our children are being abused, whether it's physically, mentally, sexually. It's getting bad. When are we as people going to take a stand and say enough is enough and let Washington know that they have to really work for the people? And I'll be honest with you. Personally, I don't think it's going to get any better. Personally, I think it's going to get worse. Because we're living in a time now where people don't care. They'd just rather as much as kill you than just look at you. And it's getting bad, y'all. But I just felt like I needed to vent and share how I felt. Because to me, it appears, excuse me, that we don't have any rights anymore. We don't have rights as people. And that has to change. I mean, we need each other, y'all. We need each other. And I'm so sick of the stuff that I see. And like I said before, I'm for anybody that want to come and come to this country because they come in to benefit. But we have to find a way to help them. That's all I'm saying. But I also feel like this country is so hypocritical because we got people that's bred and born here and we still can't take care of them. But yet we trying to be the hero to everybody. And it cannot happen that way. It cannot be. So, but I say if Washington and if the political leaders decide to step up and do the right thing, which many of them will not, they need to move, that we need to clean house. We need to get their butts out and we need to put somebody in that's really for the American people. And that's the problem. Some of them been in there so long, they need to go somewhere and sit down. And I'm talking locally too, because we wonder why we have the problems we have. And that's because there's nobody that's willing to take a stand and fight for the people. And the thing I've noticed too, when you have somebody, especially like me, that speak my mind, they do everything in their power to shut us up so we get nothing done. And I'm going to say this too, to the people that's out there. While you're out there, And you see somebody fighting for you, fighting for your rights. Don't just look at them. Get up there and back them. Take a stand and get behind them, knowing that what they're trying to do is going to benefit you, the people. That's what's missing today. And I'm so tired of it. And I had to come on here today because I'm looking at all this stuff and I hate the news. I hate the news with a compassion, with a passion, because when I look at how they really do things, first of all, I don't think they're being real and honest with the American people. They're not telling us the truth at all. I mean, let's just keep it real. They're lying to us. They're trying to poison us with this genetic engineered stuff. I'm going to tell you, when I was in there with my procedure and all them people in there for the same thing, I had to be about 50 plus in there for the same thing, stomach problems. And it's in the foods. Whatever we're eating is in the foods. So something is going on that all them people had to be in there in that hospital thing for the same thing that I went in for. So it's whatever it is, it's in the food and it's in our stomachs and it's messing with our stomachs. That's why we as people in this country, we have to take a stand and say enough is enough. When are we going to take a stand? I'm telling you, it's like so much stuff that's happening is pissing me off. And I'm to the point now that I don't mind fighting. I don't mind standing up for what I know is right. But you don't want to be sitting out there hanging out to dry either. That's what I see. But we have to voice how we feel. Too many people sit back and they don't want to say how they feel because they're so scared. It's going to come a time, baby, you're going to wish to God you spoke up. You stood up for what was right. Because as we look at our children coming up here, these new generations, they're not going to have any voice because we, as parents and grandparents, never stood up and fought for them. I'm telling you, I'm looking at all this and I'm like, my God. So I had to come on here today. I had to come on here today and voice my opinion. I had to come on today and share my heart. Yes, it's just my opinion. But people, we got to take a stand. We got to clean up Washington, D.C. And after what I saw with the boat situation, that with the security guard, y'all, this should not be in America. We're supposed to be a land of the of milk and honey, a land of free. But I know it has a lot to do with who's in leadership, who's running this country. And that's both sides. I'm talking Republican and Democrat. And excuse me, but it just troubles me, y'all. We are living in a messed up society and it's not going to be an overnight wonder. Now, I'm curious to see about this Fed now. See, most people, we running around doing all this other stuff. We don't even know what's going on. Now, they're trying to push this Fed now. If we go into the Fed now, we lose total rights. You watch and see. You mark my words. It's going to take away everything. I'm not saying we don't need change. I'm not saying we don't need to go into a new system. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that what they need to do is, if you're going to do all this, make sure the people, we the people, are being represented with our rights. We the people. And I don't see that. I don't see that at all. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because it upsets me so much. When is it going to be all right for us? When I say us, meaning we the people. We're the one paying all the taxes. We're the ones catching all the hell when it comes down to trying to work and provide for our families, going to these doggone stores now and you're paying through the skin of your teeth. You don't know what to eat. They're talking about making the meat out of something else. You don't know what you're getting today. A lot of our meats come from overseas. You don't know what you're getting today. So the thing I guess I'm saying all this to rant today, but stop sitting back. Speak your mind. Take a stand in your community. That's the problem. We want so much done, but nobody wants to get off their butt and take a stand and fight for what is right. It's like they're calling right wrong and wrong right. And I've had it. I've had enough. I mean, I'm 67 years old now, and I'm to this point. I'm like, baby, if I feel sorry for this new generation coming up, because nobody seems to care. And I'm sick and tired of it being divided into rich and poor, because it's no longer middle class. You can't really, many people can't really even afford to buy a house. And then my husband and I, we bought 5. But as I look and see how things are going, it makes you wonder, will it be out of reach for those that really want to purchase a home? And it's sad. But yet the government said, we're here for you. We're there for you. Now, let me tell you something about me. I worked all my life. Nobody ever gave me nothing. I bust my tail. And when I see somebody need help, I was there to help them. I don't see even people doing that. They're busy tearing other people down, putting them down. I understand everybody's situation is different. That's why I don't knock people that want to come to this country because they have a country that they left that's terrible. And they come here and they try to do whatever they do. I don't knock that. But all I do say this is that the government in this country, while you trying to help Ukraine and all these other places, you need to take care of your own people. Sending all that money out there to Ukraine. And I guarantee you, those people would not help us. I guarantee you. So I feel there's more to it than what they're telling us. But yet you're sending billions and billions of dollars. And right here in the United States, we got issues. We got homelessness. We have people that don't have homes. I mean, and come on. And people talk about, well, they bought it on themselves. That's bull. It's so out of reach financially because they don't pay people their worth. And most people that work at McDonald's and all the low other jobs, they're the ones that's helping this doggone country stay afloat. But I guarantee you, with all this new IA or AI or whatever you want to call it, you mark my words, in the next year or two, majority of people will lose their jobs because of AI. You watch what I say. And I guarantee you, those of us that sat back and never said a word, you're going to wish to God you had spoke up. Because right now, the way we are dealing with things, I mean, we're talking teacher shortages. Who are you going to get to teach your kids? It's going to come a time, I bet we won't even be in school anymore. It'll be online. But it's bad. It's bad, y'all. And I just wanted to come in today and just share my heart, because as y'all can see, I had a lot to say. A lot to say. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where we're headed. Because the people are afraid. The people are, they don't know what to do. People like me, they try to shut up. They shut us up. Because they feel like if we speak, but we are the people that you should have fighting for you, because we're going to make sure that things are done. But no, it comes down to that money, honey. It's all about that greed and power. That's all it's about. Greed and power. So this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to end with this. For me personally, this is how I feel. I don't care who they get in office. I don't care who becomes the president. There will be nothing that will be done for the people. Because as you look over the track record, when you go in a voting booth and you vote, you ask yourself, is my situation better or is it worse? What have they done to help my family or my community? This is how I look at it. Me personally, I feel like the Indians, they speak with forked tongue. They lie, 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 lie. I don't care who gets in office. They're not going to do a doggone thing but continue to pad their pockets with their own wealth. Until we kick all them old heads out of there, out of D.C., and out of local government, we're going to continue to see the same thing happening over and over and over again. So I hope that y'all like this podcast. It's been a while since I've been on here because I stay busy so much. But today was a day I had to speak my mind, and I'm not even putting my music on like I do to come on. Like, this is one day that I have to just share my heart and tell you how I really truly felt today. So you might want to do a replay or playback or however you want to do it. But this lady here has had enough. This lady here realized that nobody cares. You know, you call in all these places, excuse me. You call in places sometime and you need help, and you get people in customer service that you don't understand what they're saying. And look, I don't blame them. They took all this country, took the jobs, customer service jobs, and they put them overseas. And I don't blame the people that's working. They have to earn a living. But what troubles me about it is that when you talk to them, this is my personal opinion. I don't mind being, I'm nice to them, but I look at it like this. How can you help me when you're in a different country and you don't know what I'm going through in my country? I understand that, and I can hear them reading cue cards, but I don't blame them. I blame these companies here in this country, in the United States. We as a people, if we start boycotting these companies would change how they do business. They would change because they know their profitability, their profits will come through the people. We have more power than we realize if we put it to work. The problem is we are asleep. We are asleep as a people. And I'm talking this country, America. So I just wanted to kind of kick that out there and just share with y'all my voice, my concerns, and just let y'all know we're living in some trying times. We got to start loving each other, sick and tired of the hate, sick and tired of people wanting things to go backwards, sick and tired of the political arena that I see happening. I'm tired of people like Trump that think that, he's the man of the hour. You know people by what they do. You know them by their fruits. He's already told the American people what type of person he is. And the people that follow him have the same mindset. I don't judge them, but it's the truth. Because this man means nobody any good but himself. And I think he realized that now, but it's not for me to say. I'm just saying how I feel. So the rest is up to the American people, what they want to do. But this old bird here, I am a community driven person. I care about my community. I care about people. I don't care if you blue, purple, red, or yellow. The fact is, people are people, and we got to get back to learning and loving and caring about people for real. I'm not in the la la land. I know that one thing for sure. I'm sick and tired of people that say they know God and they have so much hatred in their heart for other people. That to me is wrong. But they're the main one going to say they're going to knock the pearly gates down, and here I come. We got to start helping our communities for real. We are a village. We got to come together and do what we need to do. And that's my personal opinion anyway. But anyway, I appreciate y'all for listening. You might want to do a playback on this one because I'm pretty hot on this one today. But God bless you. And I hope I said something that will put a fire up under you to say, hey, this old lady is right. It's up to us. We got to do something if we're going to make something happen. And God knows that's the truth. God bless y'all. I'm out of here. And I don't even know. It's been a while since I've been on here. So I hope I even know how to end this. But God bless y'all. Take care. This is Tribal Woman signing off.